KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Metal Workers Union NUMSA says it's going to meet with Nissan to get clarity on the carmaker's global restructuring plans. The manufacturer is reportedly considering shutting down some plants in South Africa, Argentina and India. Some 20,000 workers in the motoring industry could be affected by the cost-cutting measures. The union's Pakamile Hlubi Majola says they're still waiting for a formal notice from Nissan South Africa.
A spokesperson for Nissan in South Africa reportedly stated that the company is conducting a detailed and formal assessment and cannot confirm which plants will be affected. And we understand from the media that these closures are anticipated and final decisions are likely to be made by the 2027 fiscal year. NUMSA wants to assure its members that it stands ready to defend jobs in the sector.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he hopes to return from the United States with a positive trade deal for South Africa.
Well, the trade relations are the most important. That's what has brought us here. We want to come out of the United States with a really good trade deal, investment, promotion. We invest in the United States and they invest in us. And we want to strengthen those relations. And we want to consolidate good relations between our two countries.
Ramaphosa has been speaking to the SABC, is scheduled to meet with President Donald Trump at the White House at 5:30 this afternoon. After lunch, the two leaders will begin discussions in the Oval Office before 7 this evening, our time. The United States is South Africa's second largest trading partner behind China. Ramaphosa says he's feeling optimistic.
I'm looking forward to a really good and positive meeting, and we're looking forward to a really good outcome for our country, for our people, for the jobs in our country and good trade relations and to normalize relations between our two countries.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a plan for implementing a Golden Dome missile defense system. Speaking from the Oval Office earlier, he said that the project would cost over $170 billion and would be completed by the end of his term in office.
We'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space.
It's envisioned to include ground and space-based capabilities that are able to detect and stop missiles at all four major stages of a potential attack. Here at home, a level 2 warning for damaging winds and waves has come into effect between Port Edward and Cozy Bay, with conditions likely to cause difficulty in navigation and disrupt activities along the beach as well as at ports and harbours. In Durban, there's a southwesterly wind of 34 k's per hour with near gale gusts of around 54 kilometres per hour. Sea swells are reaching 3.5 metres. We've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, Maritzburg 17. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.
And coming up in your sports, Spurs face United in the Europa League final tonight. According to reports, the case against Durban City and the PSL has been dismissed, which means we are worthy champions. And Djokovic says he couldn't get more out of Murray partnership following the news that the two have separated.